Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
One of the things we do not want to be talking about on Monday morning is the wild and crazy and destructive St. Patrick's Day parties, whether it's here in Hamilton or anywhere else on the planet. Let's hope that's not the case. Fingers crossed. Welcome back to Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. And I mention that because Hamilton Police, the City of Hamilton, McMaster University, all encouraging students to keep their gatherings this St. Patrick's Day and weekend, not only small, but respectful as well, because there have been some, well, disrespectful parties and get-togethers in past years. Krista Lee Ernst is a constable with Hamilton Police and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Constable Ernst, good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Rick. Thanks so much for having me, and happy St. Patrick's Day to yourself.
Same to you. I do want to offer you the chance to comment on the terrible situation in Edmonton and how police and the public are mourning today. Your thoughts on what has happened?
Well, Rick, we are now in a situation where we have another two officers who were murdered in the line of duty as a result of doing their duties. This is something that we never want to see, and we have seen it too fervently in the last several months.
Well, we're thinking about you and all the other police officers who are on the ground keeping us safe, and thank you for doing so. Let's get to St. Patrick's Day. How is the city police, McMaster, getting ready for St. Patrick's Day revelers?
So Hamilton Police will be continuing to go out, conducting our ride lanes throughout the weekend. We're asking that, you know, impaired driving is 100% preventable. So if you see someone who may have distracted driving behaviors or maybe showing signs of impairment as a citizen, it's a collaborative effort. Please call 911. That is a 911 generated call for anyone who may be showing signs of impairment while driving. We ask that you make a plan, phone a friend, or make alternative arrangements, do a ride share. Have an idea of how and you're going to get to wherever your destination is to enjoy those festivities.
With St. Patrick's Day on a Friday, and I just thought about this, I mean, celebrations are going to stretch into the weekend. Is there a greater chance, I guess, that things could get out of hand?
You know what, Rick? Last night, our officers arrested five individuals for impaired driving. So that's five individuals off the streets for impaired driving. That number is high. We do see impaired driving overnight continuously. However, five overnight is extremely high. We ask that everyone do their part and drive responsibly.
Krista Lee Ernst is a constable with Hamilton Police and joins us here on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day gatherings today and this weekend, and hopefully they will remain small and respectful. There's a zero tolerance zone in effect near McMaster. What does that mean?
So zero tolerance is in effect from the 17th to the 19th, and these are bylaws that we are going to be enforcing for nuisance parties. And if one is declared, then that will be into effect. So we just ask that if you are gathering for St. Patrick's Day and enjoying festivities, that you do so responsibly and that you are doing that maybe at a venue that's supporting a St. Patrick's Day party.
Absolutely. What's the most difficult part of dealing with large crowds, which we could see today or this weekend?
So, as you know, it far outnumbers the officers who are present. So we've seen in past where there are officers, having crowds of upwards of thousands of individuals. So that's concerning. That's an officer safety issue, as well as it poses significant issues for our officers who are out there tending to those high numbers. So we ask that everyone, again, keep those gatherings to a respectable amount, and head out to a commercial establishment that is already hosting one of those St. Patrick's Day events.
I know you can't give me official numbers, but can we see more officers on the street than ever before this weekend?
I can confirm that we do have additional officers who will be conducting ride lanes, active patrol throughout the city, and enforcing that. So the increased number will be on our streets this weekend and all today as well.
Well, I wish you, Krista Lee Ernst, and all the other police officers in Hamilton and across the country, for that matter, to be safe this St. Patrick's Day and this weekend. And thanks for keeping our community safe as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick, and take care. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.